Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not just saying this to be obtuse. I don't think coffee tables need to be in a house. I saw this thing. They're like, make a case that you need a coffee table. And the only case you can make is you set stuff on it. So get a different kind of table. Like if you had an end table on your couch, if you had end tables or the sofa table behind it,
I'm sorry, not everyone has a sofa table.
I don't have one, but I have had one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
It's just a thin little thing that goes between the wall, or I guess it can be thick too.
It can be like if you're...
Like a banquette kind of
kind
thing.
Of.
It's
sure.
just like more flat up against the couch. Yeah.
It's just behind the couch.
Awesome,
and then you have...
But couldn't you argue that just is a coffee table then?
No, because it's not in your way. I think a coffee table is a knee banging, head smashing.
For kids?
When you have kids, you'll probably get rid of your coffee table when you have kids. You'll put it somewhere, or you have to make it so.
You were talking to T-Hack about that. You said when you have kids.
Sorry.
Yeah,
you didn't?
That was so weird.
No, we have a marble one. It's
what?
Like, it's a hard
this
one.
Is,
yeah.
How,
oh, yeah.
Did you put cushy corners on it?
No, we didn't baby proof anything. No, you got to teach him how to live in the house.
I can't believe I did just forget he had kids. My bad.
That was so weird. I was like, are you okay?
I don't think
Leo's in high school, man.
You've never really invited me to your house, so I don't know what kind of coffee table you have. But if you have a marble coffee table, that's poor parenting. Like,
no,
because we bought those, like, the big foam, and then your coffee table looked like crap for, like, 3 years.
I would like to make a case for no coffee tables.
Thank you. Join in.
Because when I was young, my mom said, let's go. Someone turned the TV off and I went running and I slipped and I ended up in the hospital.
Because you hit the
corner
of
the coffee table.
Oh.
And I have to this day a scar under my eyebrow.
You're
because
hideous.
I was gushing blood.
You're hideous because of that.
I'm hideous because of that.
Thank you. Just
and how many times did it happen after that?
Well, I was a lot more careful after that. Oh no.
So the coffee table is a metaphor for life lessons?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, our marble coffee table it's just marble on top with wood legs, but it's round. So no corner.
That helps.
Yeah, but it is very hard.
Sorry, I'm on your side.
There's still a corner. It's still like.
It's like an edge.
Yeah.
But not really it's not a sharp corner, but it's just a round.
If it's marble, it's absolutely sharp.
It would hurt really hard to hit your head on it. I could tell you that.
For sure, yeah. I mean, but it would hurt to fall down the stairs. It would hurt to slip in the shower. It would hurt to do.
And do you have baby gates?
No.
You didn't?
Your
when
kids
the kids
are just
were
feral?
Little?
Wait, you have kids?
I do. I think a couple.
Okay.
Still. Yeah.
Okay. I'm shocked.
We had
by
like
that.
A gate to go to the basement, but that was it. We didn't do like the child lock on the cabinets or.
You didn't?
No.
What on earth?
I think you got to teach the kids how to live in the home, in this space.
Slowly. Not you're taking your first steps. Here's a marble table to hit.
Here it is. Why don't you get it?
They
this
haven't
harness?
Hit it because they know it's hard. They've had it the whole time. They know. Oh, don't bang your
but
head
so
on that.
So what's it for other than to teach your kid this valuable lesson that head injuries happen? What do you need it for?
You got
to
eat. You eat at it. You rest. You rest your feet on it while you watch TV.
Okay.
Let me see if I have this straight.
Did you hear what he just said?
You eat at it.
Okay. And what was the second thing he said?
You rest your feet.
Oh, okay. So do you often eat where you put your feet, you nasty swine?
I do, because you're forgetting. I don't wear shoes in the house. We never wear shoes in the house.
How is that better?
So
I
it's
think
how is that better? Shoes
no,
on the
that's
coffee table.
How is that better?
No,
I wear slippers.
Because food is falling on the ground. Their dogs are puking. They're pooping.
Yes,
they're stepping
you're
in it.
Around and then you're on all these.
Not on the table.
But then you're putting your feet on the table.
He puts his feet.
Do
and
you
then,
go barefoot at home or socks?
I go barefoot all the time. Yeah. If it's warm, I barefoot. If it's cooler, I'm in slippers. Yeah.
Slippers.
What?
I'm just...
They're good grippy.
I want to give the text number, 303-222-5423, yes or no to coffee tables.
Without...
They're also just like a visual anchor.
Thank
it just
you.
Really
but it
yes,
doesn't
thank you.
Have to be there. We just... Everyone... It's... You know what it is? It's the formal dining room. It's like every house for the longest time had the formal dining... It's like, you just have to have it. It's like, it's part of the house, right? You gotta have this one with a big table. What about Thanksgiving? It's like, one day... I got this room for one day. I don't need that.
Right,
like,
so we got rid of that.
We didn't, though. Some houses still have it.
Yeah, whatever.
They
those ones are weird.
Back then.
And now we've taken away one eating area, so it has to be applied to the...
You don't eat
wow,
there.
Very well said, there, yeah.
The, what is the other room? Living room?
The living
room. Yeah, yeah. In the living room.
The family room.
Then there's also the formal living room. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's another wasted room. Oh, I go in there to converse. What? Talk in the room with the TV.
The only place I have ever... actually sat in the formal living room is my grandparents' house.
And they let you? Because most people who have a formal living room don't let anybody
it's
in it.
It's where we will have happy hour before dinner. It's insane.
But what else would you put in that room?
Nothing. You don't need anything in that.
But if the room is there, like what else would you, if the dining, like if you the, have a dining room.
What if that whole thing was just ottomans? You want to put your feet on it. It's just ottomans.
He's talking about what would you do with the formal dining room.
Oh.
I do think it could be a playroom or an office or...
Okay. You just don't need that
or
room.
What every guy ever says. Pool table. Pool
I'm
table.
Sorry. At 30-something, no on a pool table.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.